This is a Collider.com audio interview.
Before we start, can we ask each person on the panel just to do a really quick voice introduction, your name and your character? Let's start with Rob right here.
Okay. My name's Rob Riggle, and I play Henry.
Great. Thank you.
My name's Ashton Kutcher, and I play Spencer Ames.
Which one? This one? How about this one? Yeah. My name is Catherine Heigl, and I play Jen.
My name's Tom Selleck, and I play Mr. Kornfeld. I don't know my first name.
Thank you.
Go with Bob.
First question?
Vince.
Vince is
not. Just shout out,
Vince Kornfeld.
For Mr. Selleck?
Yes.
How different is to play a very straight-faced character in a movie that is basically a comedy and coming out from all these cowboy movies that you also do?
Are you implying I wasn't funny? I felt the humor in my character, and it was very hard to do because I had to sit next to Catherine O'Hara all the time, was in the character's straightness and his... He's as serious as a heart attack, and in the situation he's in, I felt that was funny. That being said, once you get started, it's kind of hard, and you want to make some funny faces and do stuff like Catherine gets to do. But it wasn't my role in this, and I'm very happy with the way it turned out.
Thank you. Angela?
And since Tom already answered that question, I want to ask Catherine, Ashton, and Rob, what was the appeal for each of you to do this? I mean, because obviously it's part comedy, part action, you know, what appealed to you about your characters or the script or whatever?
Gentlemen. Well, that's convenient.
I'll jump in real quick. I liked my character because he was obnoxious. And got to do some fighting and some driving, and being obnoxious and fighting and driving is not far from me, so I really enjoyed it. I thought it was good.
I'll jump in. My character in the film is a guy who sort of starts out in this kind of extraordinary place, extraordinary profession, and when he meets the right person, he decides that he just wants a normal life. And it's a life that he doesn't necessarily get to have. And for me, I found that I was connected to that. I also, when I read the script, I've been sort of looking for a movie like this that was a two-hander, that was like a fun, entertaining action comedy. And I thought I was going to find it like in a buddy cop movie or like Two Guys. And then when I read the script, I realized that this kind of movie hadn't been made in a while, and I felt like we could have a really good time doing it and make a really entertaining film.
I've obviously been doing quite a few romantic comedies, and what I loved about this particular romantic comedy is that it had the added element of action, so it was sort of a slightly different take on the formula. And though I love the formula, and I will continue, hopefully, until I'm too old to do them, do romantic comedies, but this was, you know, just had this energy and this thing that made it unique, and I loved being the broad character to Ashton's straight guy. You know, it was like, it was really fun to not be the straight guy for a change, and Ashton made it really fun and easy to do that, and when I saw the movie, I was very entertained, and it's hard to do when you're in it because it kind of takes you out of it. But in this movie, I just had such a good time watching it and thought that's exactly what we were going for, and I love it.
Oh, okay, for Ashton and Catherine. Everybody's got secrets in this movie, except for probably your character. You're surrounded by secrets, and I'm wondering if you two think that it's really a good idea in some cases to keep secrets in a relationship or never do that. What's your advice? You don't have to tell me what the secrets are.
I firmly believe that that it's a good idea to keep secrets. I just don't think. I think it depends on who the secret's benefiting. I think if at the end of the day you're the person that's benefiting from the secret, or you're hiding something that and you're the one who has something at stake, then you should probably tell it. If the secret's benefiting the other person, maybe you should keep it.
Great question.
Well, that's probably far more profound than anything I would have said. I unfortunately have a very difficult time keeping secrets, which is evident in any interview you ever read. So I don't really have any. I don't think my husband does. And I think that it's okay. I think everybody has a right to their own thoughts and their own feelings and their own private moments if they want them. You know, I think if he had a second wife in, you know, Spain, that would probably be too big a secret to keep. But if he's, you know, using Rogaine, that's okay. He doesn't have to tell me.
That's great. Thank you.
Thank you. I have a question for Ashton. Do you relate in real life with some select characters in a way with Bruce Willis?
Bruce Willis isn't my father-in-law. So...
Wow.
No.
That would be so cool.
No.
Ashton, I wondered, did you actually try to grow a tonsillic mustache and did you pull it off?
Be honest.
And Mr. Sanders comment on his mustache as well.
comment on your mustache.
I was so fascinated with the first half, I didn't hear.
I have been trying to grow that mustache since I could grow facial hair. I believe that Tom produces more testosterone in his little finger than I produce in my entire body. My face doesn't do that. Like, I can't, and I'm so enamored by Tom's facial hair that I would say Tom's mustache is akin to Chuck Norris's beard.
Is that a good thing?
That's yes. A great thing.
That's a great, great thing. Glorious, even. Yes, yeah. Rob.
No, I can't grow a mustache. It's pretty sad when if I attempt to.
I can.
God bless you.
Susan? It's interesting over here, hello, how the two of them are almost like complete opposites. He's looking for the plain person living at home, quiet life, and she's looking for that sophisticated type. Can you talk about the fact that opposites attract, or how do you know you met the right person?
Rob is an expert.
What? How do you know you met the right person?
Yeah.
Boy, what? Starts with a tingle in your belly, I guess.
A tingle in your toes.
Yeah.
And, I feel it in my fingers. Feel it in my toes.
There it is.
Nice.
That's exactly how you know, I think. That's. I'll leave that. That'll be the first salvo, and then I'll let the rest of the team pick it up.
I don't know. I really think that you have to find a partner that complements you. And somebody that pushes you. Somebody that is probably better at some things than you are. So they can push you to improve yourself as a person. That's my take.
I think the exact opposite. I think it's better to find somebody who's worse at everything than you, and it just makes you feel constantly really so good about yourself.
Lorded over them.
Yeah, and then you can constantly talk about how good you are at everything and how terrible they are at everything. No, I agree for sure. Obviously, my husband is better at most everything than I am. And I think what I loved about this film in particular was that Jen and Spencer is a sophisticated guy who has seen the world and has done all these things that are beyond her understanding or her reality, and she's just kind of dorky, and she doesn't know she's dorky, she just is, and she's living in her own skin, and she has a moment where she tries to be sophisticated to match this amazing man she's met, and then she gives it up pretty quickly, and then that's ultimately what he loves about her, and I think that is... It's certainly in my relationship, what makes it so spectacularly wonderful is that my husband loves all the things that everyone else would find ridiculous or silly or dorky or whatever, and that's when you know you kind of found the right person.
Catherine, are there any of the great comedy leading ladies that you look at for inspiration?
Catherine O'Hara. Yeah, I mean, there's so many beautifully comedic and wonderful actresses. Shirley MacLaine, obviously Catherine O'Hara, it was kind of I always have to say my friend T.R. Knight, which is so lame, but you know who I'm talking about, T.R. He was so jealous that I got to work with Catherine on this, and Tom and Rob, like, you know, the comedic genius. And other comedic actresses that I admire, there's so many that I can't even...
Is there something about Shirley MacLaine that finds its way into your performances?
Oh, God, I wish. I don't think so, but I wish. That would be cool.
This is for Ashton. I was wondering, as a producer of this, did you bring it in on time and on budget? And were you satisfied?
No. As a producer, I'm extremely satisfied with the film. We sort of set out to make a movie that was a $100 million movie for $70 million. And those are always tricky because you don't have that luxury of the extra day, and you don't have the luxury of the backup when something goes wrong. And we got to Nice, and we were confronted with, it was supposed to be like sunny and beautiful in Nice, and it was like freezing and windy, and we're on a yacht that's pitching, and then we got to Atlanta, and it was like, this movie had like its own correction in the world, I think. We had like, in the middle of the night, we had one of our generators got struck by lightning.
Oh yeah, that's awesome.
And so it just shut us down, like we're like, okay, we're done. And it rained and rained and rained. And then we got fogged out one night, like we're shooting outdoors in the scene where the car is like crashing through the fences. And we got fogged out, and it was like every single time one of those things happened, we just had to completely rejigger what we were doing in order to make the movie and to make it on time and make it on budget. And we got very, very close. I think we were a couple days over and a couple dollars over, but we kept it pretty well under wraps.
Ashton, the kind of beginning of this press conference, you say you related spaces, like kind of life choice. Could you talk about more? And in my country, you can exchange older wife with gold. So could you talk about, so it's older wife kind of make you more grand? That's why you kind of related this character, because the gem made Spencer kind of put his feet on the ground, kind of normal life.
What's your country? Do you want me to answer in Japanese?
Yeah.
No, I can't.
That would have been so.
I would have been awesome. I would have been like, oh, you got it. Oh, touch about the hug. Oh, hi, Suso. Suki, yeah. Arigato,
guys. Arigato, nice.
There were words in there. Those were actual words. I forgot the question. Did you say that you can trade your wife for gold in Japan?
Actually,
is that what you said?
No, it's reverse, so we can exchange gold
for a wife?
For the older wife. Older.
For another wife?
No, older.
For an older wife. Oh, I don't know. I didn't know about that.
More benefit than younger wife, I guess.
An older wife has more benefit than a woman. I think at the end of the day, it's about the right wife. I don't think it's about older or younger. I think it's really about finding somebody who's the right one. And usually it's going to be something illogical, and it won't make sense, and you have to take a risk to find it. My teacher says that everything that you want in the world is one step away. You just have to figure out which direction to step in. And I think in this movie, I think my character, when he makes the choice to sort of leave his business and leave what it is that he's doing for this woman, it's really the representation of sacrifice. And I think in a relationship, if you really want to make it work, at some point in time, you're going to have to make some sacrifices, and you're going to have to do some things that are a little bit uncomfortable. And so to me, that's kind of an anchor that I understand.
Susan?
Catherine, at this point over here, hello.
At this point, what are you most grateful for in your career?
In my career, the
opportunity. Or in life, and, you know, what makes you happy?
Well, two different things, but in my career, I'm very grateful for the opportunities. It's a crazy feeling, and I feel very fortunate, and I can't stop trying to take them all, so it's awesome. In my life, I'm very, very grateful for my family and for my friends. Over the past couple of years, I found nothing more grounding and more safe and more constant than my friends and family, and I'm very grateful to be a mom. It's changed my whole perspective in a very good way. So there's lots to be grateful for.
Tom, when are you getting things sent to you these days? What are you looking for? What kind of characters intrigue you these days?
What am I looking for in roles?
Yeah.
Offers. No, I don't know. I don't really have a list. I've had a lot of fun and success in Westerns. I'd love to do another Western. Probably do a Broadway play soon. What I'm having fun doing is going back and forth from different mediums. You know, it wasn't always that way in this business when I started. You didn't get to cross over much. And so I don't know. This role was a blessing because I got offered it. I didn't have to beg anybody or anything. I would like to say something about these two. This kind of movie, and I'm not just blowing smoke, it's really difficult doing romantic comedy because you have to make the audience, you have to stay real enough to make the audience invest in the movie and care about the people. Then making them laugh or frightening them or exciting them threatening them all becomes not only a lot easier but a lot more effective, and I think that's why the movie works. Is everybody made, believe it or not, a commitment to a certain reality in this that it takes actors, not people who are more comfortable doing sketches.
Aston, when it comes to you, it seems like you can do no wrong when it comes to finding the right projects, whether it's a camera commercial or your Twitter account, whatever that may be. What's the pressure? What's most pressure for you these days when it comes to producing a film and starring in it?
The camera commercials.
I fail frequently. I just try to keep it quiet. what exactly is the question?
Well, it seems like you're doing everything correctly, whether you're producing something on the CW or whatever the case may be. It turns out to be a successful hit. Where does the pressure come for you to top that?
I don't know. I guess it's not really a pressure. I don't feel like anything's pushing me. I feel like I'm just being pulled to things. I like to win. I think that's one element. I also really just think about I think about what audiences would want, what people would want. And one of the things about being on Twitter for me is mostly about just being on the pulse of what people are interested in and what people are doing and what people are looking for. And I think I look at entertainment projects and storytelling, And I really try to think about what people want, and I try to think about that guy or that girl who's getting off of work on a Friday night, and after a long week of work, and what do they want to go do? What do they want to go see? And when it came to this movie in particular, what Tom was talking about is interesting because this movie does ride on this fine line of reality and entertainment, And you know, here we are, I don't know how many people die in the movie, right? But you never get sucked into this sadness of, like, death, and you never get, like, warped into it, and you're still laughing. Meanwhile, people are dying all over the place and getting shot and killed, but yet, you know, we ride that tonal line of entertainment. And there are no cops that show up, you know, it's like, so there is this massive break in reality, but once you get on the ride, you just get to take a ride, And for me, this film was about that guy or girl on a Friday night that gets off of work and just wants to go take a ride and just wants to go have some fun and be entertained and let loose. And you know, if you see a vessel and it's empty and you can figure out a way to fill it, you go for it. And that's what, you know, what this movie is about for me, and that's what entertainment is about.
Ashton, when your name comes up, when your name comes up and people are talking about you, everybody really has a lot to say, but it's always different. But the similarity in it is how smart you are, how, as you say, you are on the pulse, and you just kind of, you let it all hang out. I think that's why you're such a favorite to interview. But what would people be surprised to know about you? And then I have a follow-up for Tom.
I don't know. I cease to shock myself anymore. What would people be surprised to know about me?
You speak Japanese.
I think people are most shocked and most in disbelief. I go to the office every day. I have a job. When I'm not acting on a movie, I go to work. And I go from first thing in the morning, and I'm at work at 8 o'clock in the morning, and I get home from work at 7 o'clock at night, and I treat my job like a job, and I work at it. And I think people would probably be most surprised if I ever calculated up the number of hours I work on an average week and published that. If it was ever documented, I think people would be shocked to find out.
And Tom, you said there might be a Broadway show on your horizon. Could you expound on that a little bit?
Well, there is none. it was just a hope. there's a lot of possibilities, but it requires two things. Time, which I'm happy to say I don't have right now. I've got a few problems, but they're all good. I got my Jesse Stone movies. I got a new series called Blue Bloods on CBS in the fall. And I have this movie to promote and who knows what else. So there's no real time to do a play. So as much as I enjoyed doing my first Broadway play, my first play of any kind, really, in 2001, I haven't had a chance to go back.
Last question. So Ashley, you know, we have one last question right there. Thank
he really
you.
Wants to answer that.
He's like, I sleep in a chair.
Huh?
No, he says I want to answer.
For Ashton and Rob, I wondered if you could talk a little about the fight scene. And what did you do, Ashton, to get in? Did you do a lot of the stunts yourself, or did you have a stunt double? And for Rob, I mean, you went to Afghanistan, so... You probably it was a piece of cake for you. So, did you help him out?
I think I actually suffered more in the fight scene than in Afghanistan.
Chipped a tooth, didn't you?
Yeah, I actually had I chipped a tooth. Sprained an ankle. Twisted some thumbs back. You know, he's a strong. He's a strapping young man here. He's a big, tough guy, and. We choreographed the fight scene, and then it was choreographed for us, but we had to learn it, and playing with knives is always dangerous, and tackling on stairs and falling off stairs and smashing through doors and flipping over each other, you tend to get banged up, but I enjoyed it. I had a blast. It's kind of what you do when you're a kid. You play, you wrestle, you fight, and we just got paid for it this time.
What about you, Ashton?
I do have a stunt person. I'm not as awesome as Tom Cruise. I don't jump through glass. I didn't participate in the jumping through glass, and my stunt guy went to the hospital. I think twice for jumping through glass. I did jump off a boat, and I did most of the fight stuff. I bought one of those DVDs off of TV, and those like exercise tapes. And I put it in and watched it, got in shape. And I did some fight training stuff. I learned Krav Maga and Muay Thai and Kylie, which is a Filipino knife fighting. And then I realized that I should have learned how to movie fight, because on the first fight scene, I knocked out a stunt guy. That was a bad ordeal. Like, we were doing this scene in the boat, we were on the yacht in the wind, and the thing was going like this, and I went and he threw a punch, and I blocked it, and I punched him and knocked him out. And I felt really bad about that. And then I kicked Rob in the face. And I hurt a lot of people. I should have just let the stunt guy do everything, to be honest, and stuck to just making jokes.
Great. Thank you so much, everyone.
Thank you.
Ashton, what do you have coming up next?
I'm working on a movie right now. Called Fuck Buddies, but the title's probably going to have to change.
I don't understand why.
I don't either.
Are you working on that now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just got off at 5 o'clock this morning.
Oh, God.